The title of this post is, I'm Soaked. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I've lived in my apartment for a few years. It's a decent size with 24 units on 3 floors. Each apartment on the upper floors has a balcony, off the living room and a covered patio on the first floor. There's a breezeway that covers the open staircases, landings leading to the apartments. Sunday morning, my dog woke me up exceptionally early needing to go potty. I could tell it was barely light outside through the curtains, but I figured I should take her out anyways. I carefully rolled out of bed, so I didn't wake my sleeping husband and fumbled around in the dark, naked, looking for something to throw on. T-shirt, check. Shorts, check. Thin cardigan, check. I leash up my pup and head outside. I must have been later than I thought because the sun peeked out from behind some ominous clouds. Once I stepped out of the breezeway and into the cloudy morning light, I instantly regretted my blind clothing choices. My breasts were bare under the thin white t-shirt, and I pulled my cardigan tight over me. It didn't keep my nipples from getting hard and pressing my small sensitive tips against the fabric. I headed down a few flights of stairs with my breasts bouncing and my ass jiggling under my short spandex shorts. Just as I walked my pup over to our normal spot, I cursed under my breath when a chilly damp wind cut through my thin clothes like I wasn't wearing anything at all. My whole body shivered and I was covered with goosebumps from head to toe, even my most sensitive parts. That worn spandex was the only thing protecting my bare ass and pussy lips from the chill. I tried to hurry along, but my pup was taking her time sniffing for the perfect spot to finish her buoyousness. We continued to walk along and I could feel cold wet drops of rain hit my face. I looked up to find the sky even darker than before and I knew we didn't have much more time. I glanced around and noticed my neighbor standing under his patio on the first floor. We've chatted a few times, exchanging pleasantries and some harmless flirting. Okay, lots of flirting because honestly, I always thought he was kinda hot. Daddy hot. Will sneak winks or an ass grab from time to time. I've flashed him and one daring evening we shared a passionate kiss under the stairs as my husband walked up to our apartment. He's about 15 years older, salt and pepper hair, and big strong arms. We made eye contact and I waved shyly from across the yard. He waves back with a grin and I couldn't help but blush. Finally my pup was finished, but we were quite a ways away from the safety of our covered breezeway when a loud crack of lightning announces a downpour of rain. My pup and I started to run as fast as my wet slippery saddled feet could take me back to shelter when my neighbor shouts for me to head under his patio. He's halfway between where I was and where I was going, so I turned to head his way. I breathed my thanks once I made it to his patio, and my pup shook fiercely to dry herself. More thunder rattled the building and the rain continued to pour. We stood there watching the rain and chatting and it didn't take long before I remembered what I was wearing. I looked down and saw my thin white shirt was completely see-through and clinging to every curve of my breasts. My hard nipples poked through begging to be touched. I meekly tried to cover myself with my soaked cardigan, but there was nothing I could do to hide my body from him. He smirked and told me not to worry because he didn't mind the view. I could feel my face flush and my body shiver, but not with the cold. He noticed and invited me inside for a towel. My pup and I stood in the dark living room by the patio doors waiting and he tossed me a couple towels after returning from down the hall. I bent over and started to rub down my wet pup. I knew he was watching my wet bare breasts bounce from side to side as my shirt fell away from my chest. I stood to find him biting his lower lip and his hands in his pockets. He was unsuccessfully hiding his bulge that had grown huge in his sweatpants. I lay the damp towel on the floor for my pup to curl up on and started to dry my hair and arms. I bent slightly to dry my legs and took off my cardigan to wring out in the towel. You want me to throw that in the dryer for a few minutes until the rain dies down? I doubt this will last long, he said as he gestured outside through the open patio door. Sure, and I gratefully handed him my cardigan. Anything else you want me to throw in there? Such as? I asked with a half smile and I felt my pussy quiver. Well, that shirt isn't doing much for you right now. You might as take it off. You're joking. You just want me to get naked in your living room. That would be a good the start, he said. I slowly walked over to him, gripped the hem of my shirt and slowly pulled it over my head. This better. Much. He reached out and took me in his arms and kissed me hard and deep. He tongue explored my mouth and my hands explored his body. I grabbed for his shirt and pulled it over his head between rough kisses. My lips burned against his stubble, and my pussy ached in my wet spandex shorts. He peeled them off my round ass and thighs as I reached into his waistband and grabbed his throbbing cock. I knew he was ready for me. After months of teasing and flirting, I was going to have him now. He guided me to his sofa near the open patio door. As the rain poured and thunder rumbled, I leaned back. He took my hips in his hands and kissed every inch of my body from my neck to my bare pussy mound. His tongue parted my lips and found my hard and swollen clit. He flicked it over and over as he slid his fingers deep into me. Two, then three fingers thrust it into me over and over, and his tongue danced around my clit. My moans of pure pleasure echoed with the thunderstorm outside as he brought me closer and closer. Just as I was about to come and squirt my hot juices all over his face, he pulled away from me, leaving me panting and quivering. He pulled me down to lie on his couch and stands over me. All I could see was his massive, veiny cock and large balls hanging over me. He leaned forward and guided my head toward his cock by my damp hair. I took him eagerly into my mouth. My lips gripped his shaft as he pushed himself slowly down my throat until my lips rested at the base and his head pressed against the back of my throat. He groaned and pulled me back by my hair slowly. He pressed his cock deep into my mouth over and over as I sucked and gagged softly against him. He started moving faster and faster, gripping my head with both hands. He fucked my mouth until my lips were numb and drool spilled over my chin. He groaned and thrusted his cock harder. I gagged and gripped his hard thighs to hold myself up. I gave mouth one more good thrust held me there. My lips gripped hard. His cock throbbed against my tongue. I started to choke and he moaned and laughed as he held me there. Had enough. I shook my head no. You want more? I shook my head yes. He slowly pulled out his cock from my mouth and told me to turn around. I kneeled on the couch gripping the back and he pressed his cock covered in my spit to my pulsing pussy. You want this? He asked as he teased my slit. Yes, I breathed. Lightning flashed and he entered me. There was no build up, no easing himself in. We were past that now. He took me hard and rough. He grabbed my hips and rammed himself deeper and deeper. I called out, not caring who could hear me over the storm. I grabbed the couch so hard my knuckles were white. My ready and eager pussy was so tight around him. I could feel it tear as he fucked me harder and harder. I didn't mind the pain. I loved it. I wanted it. I leaned back against him now and he gripped and squeezed my bouncing breasts hard. I called out again. I was getting close. I could feel my pussy tighten against him even more. He pushed me down and grabbed my hips again hard enough I felt my skin break under his nails. He rammed hard over and over. I couldn't help but scream for more. He gave it to me, faster and faster until my body seized and my pussy pulsed, but he did not stop. He grabbed my hair, I arched my head back, and he pulled hard. His free hand wrapped around my neck and he pulled my whole body into him as his cock swelled inside of me. I tried to scream again with pleasure, but I couldn't make a sound. He moaned and thrust again. And again. Then I felt him pulse and fill me with cum. He held me against him as the thunder roared and the rain pounded against the building. After several minutes he eased himself from my shaking body and tossed my damp clothes to me. I dressed slowly, watching his naked sweaty body as he watched me. He kissed me sweetly, told me to visit him again, and watched me as I walked back out into the rain with my pup. I slipped back into bed with my sleeping husband, my pussy filled with cum, and listened to the rain.
That was one.